It was like Easter. The flowers' bloody blues and sunny violets glisten, yet one alone can see them. Appearing to aimlessly float in the wind, it calculates its next move. Its flapping ears listen to the symphonies the breeze carries. The velvety scent of nectar that the silky petals emit draws the soul near. Sweet and sugary, the flower's juices flowed into its mouth, but it wasn't quite a mouth, for it had no tongue. The view of animal sensation and its focus has shifted in every era. Stephen Connor goes through variations of how humans have viewed animal sensation, as it transcended from seeing animals as superior to being a sample for refinement of sensation. Through this course, we have focused on the state of being abnormal, and while most of the relationships between animals and sensation related to one sense, I want to flip the narrative as we relate the full sensation of the butterfly to what we consider normal. Mark S. R. Jenner allows us to look into the individualized refinement of Floyer's sensation. Floyer's personal sensation experience is seen as atypical, as he goes through the extremes of eating ash and soot to better understand the extent of his senses. In a way, he is like a butterfly, as they taste, touch, and experience the world in such unique ways. Here, the butterfly, an organism so far from the human, is able to relate to the abnormalities of one within the species. We are able to see that the experimentation with one's senses allows for a greater relation to the experiences of atypical organisms. Similarly, Julia Hyland Bruno searches to find stronger relationships between human sensation and the sensation of organisms who evolved in different circumstances. So, what's it like to experience like a butterfly? I'd like to thank Dr. Lee for helping me with these resources, and additionally, my references include Julia Hyland Bruno and her interview, Bird Talk, Through Metaphors of the Mind. Additionally, Mark S. R. Jenner and his work, Tasting Litchfield, Touching China, Sir John's Floyer's Senses, and additionally, Stephen Connor and his The Menagerie of the Senses, The Senses and Society.